A few days ago, some 13,000 Haitian migrants had gathered in a makeshift camp under a bridge connecting Del Rio to Mexico's Ciudad Acuña on the U.S.-Mexico border. Have you seen the pictures of the border agents riding horses and herding Haitians like cattle? This footage is, it was horrible to watch. Men, women, and children, people attempting to cross water that had been increased on purpose to prevent successful crossings. And one of the agents grabbed a Haitian man by his shirt and ended up swinging him around while the horse trotted in a circle. The footage, the pictures, were reminiscent of the violence seen in slavery times in the U.S. Tucker Carlson shared earlier this week, these are not refugees, but economic migrants looking for a plane ticket, food stamps, free health care, education, housing vouchers, smartphones, and much more. And when they get here, he said, Biden plans to give them voting rights. He also said, the people you see on these screens could be choosing your next president, and we'll give them permanent rights, and we'll give permanent rights to the Democratic Party. And they could change the demographics. An honest look at history reminds us, before the Spaniards, there were Native Americans. Before Pilgrims, there were Native Americans. Before the land was stolen, there were Native Americans. The demographics have always changed. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz said the incident was being investigated to make sure there was not an unacceptable response by his officers. He further stated they were operating in a difficult environment, trying to distinguish the migrants from smugglers. U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas defended U.S. Border Patrol agents, saying, it's a very desperate situation, and they're doing God's work, fighting everything they can. What is this God's work that includes whips and tactics to terrify children, to terrify God's children? Is God's work stopping asylum-seeking migrants from crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas? How many more investigations must we have to prove our innocence in hopes cases are not overturned? It seems as if we are constantly investigating to see if the actions of officers were the appropriate response to persons of color. This is a wilderness journey. Life. Life is a wilderness journey. Where are the prophets? Where are the advocates? Where are those who will speak up when we witness actions that are inhumane and immoral? Where are the Christians? Where is God in the midst of this chaos? Our ancestors. Can we all just get alone? Is there enough care and resources for the least of these? We can only imagine the stories that they may have, which have led them to risk it all in this place. These migrants were from Haiti, Cuba, Brazil, and other countries just looking for a better place to survive with their families. They are looking just for a better life, a better way of life. While the people, the Israelites and non-Israelites, journeyed in the wilderness, there were grumbles and challenges to Moses' leadership. On their way to the land of promise, serious discontent and active resistance fueled by the hardship of that wilderness hike and the tasteless manna. They were used to eating fish, cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. They went from pescatarian to vegan. Not by choice. They were given manna during this time. They were frustrated with Moses' leadership and the interwoven traditions, including the food. They were hangry. I imagine they were over Moses and this journey all together. They were angry at the lack of substance in their diet. They wept from exhaustion. They wept from uncertainty. They wept because they felt unattended to. They wept because they felt abandoned. I imagine they said, enough is enough. Something has got to give. They were over it. And Moses was equally fed up. He almost sounded like the babysitter of God's people. He said, I cannot carry this nation alone. Help. I need help. Enough is enough. Where is God in the midst of this grumbling? Where is God in the midst of this chaos? Where is my help? If it had not been for the Lord on their side, where would they be? The Song of Psalms remind us that God was with the Israelites during their journey from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. They survived. They did not drown. They were as free as a bird from a trap. They were children of God. And to our migrant community, you are children of God. Remember, you are not slaves. You are not the derogatory names you have been labeled. You are not the burden in America as some people have expressed. You are children of God. Where can we go from here when enough is enough? So further in the Numbers text in verses 16 and 17, Yahweh says to Moses, "Gather together 70 of your elders, those you know to be leaders and officials among the people." Yahweh instructed Moses to alter the governance of the people. It was time to make a change. It was time to make a change in leadership. It was time to just try something different. Yahweh said to have the elders come to the tent of meeting and take their place with him. And God would come down and speak to him there. God will take some of the spirit that lives in Moses and give it to those leaders, those officials. They will share the burden of your people so that you do not have to carry it all by yourself. And after this, the people got meat to eat. This text assures us that when the burden is too heavy, God will make a way for relief. In my tradition, our people would say, "It might not come when you want it, but it's always on time." But I say to you, it might not come when you want it or as you imagine it to be, but God's relief is available for you. This passage let me know sometimes we have to gather the individuals we know who are wise, the individuals who have the capacity to hold sacred space, those who are woke, and the people we know can get a prayer through. Sometimes we just have to regroup and alter the way we think about the way we lead and the way we see others. More than anything, we see that this goodness in the divine and the spirit lives within us, even when we do not understand how the spirit is working in our lives. This solidifies the God of creation will not leave us alone. The future, y'all, is all we got. Let's make it count. Let's make life worth living. Let us reflect on the spirit of our ancestor, Jesus Christ. May we create a refuge for all of those that are strangers, visitors, asylum seekers, refugees, foreigners, and those displaced in our community. by wars, hate, classism, poverty, and natural disasters. This includes our neighbors, our LGBTQ community, those who are widowed, those who are sick, and those that are differently abled. This is a message for all of us to reflect on the spirit within us and access our action or our output of compassion in this world. Existing is not enough. Talking about the uncomfortable issues are not enough. But prayer, wisdom, community, and bold, unapologetic action of justice will help our nation reflect good works. This is God's work. May we be good. And in Creole, Bondi Bon, God is good.